Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a Monday. Chet Hartman, Dave Harrigan. We are here for the next 3 hours. Laura Oakes with the news. Laura Oakes also a part of it. 1 hour from now with overrated, underrated, properly rated. Quick look at the guest list. Andy Luger, U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, bottom of the hour. Chris Sears, who's joined us a number of times. A couple very important stories that Chris was a part of the last 24 hours in the Star Tribune. Chip Scoggins. Chris is at 1:35, and Scoggins, Chipper, is at 2:35. Let's just get to this audio right from the get-go and get to it. Scott Jensen, who I assume is going to join us at the State Fair. Scott, as a senator and as a candidate, has made himself available to the show frequently. We're trying to get schedules to match up a little bit right now with a lot of people. We're at the fair Thursday, by the way. How about this, by the way, Thursday? Let me just remind you. Dara, who doesn't cover the food scene the way she did in the past. That's why Dara isn't a part of the show. But Dara will be a part of the show this Thursday. Tradition, 2 o'clock hour, State Fair. Sweet Martha's, from how we look at it, to our left, the Republicans to our right. Giant Slide nearby, Mancini's, French Meadow. We're all there. You know where CCO is. Dara in the 2 o'clock hour, coordinating with David, by the way. If he's in trouble, it's David. All sorts of new food. Not just for us to sample, but for you to sample. So, Scott Jensen, I fully expect to join us. Dave, should I be as confident saying that?
I hope so. I reached out again today just to try to iron out a day. So I'm hoping we can make that official. Yep. maybe later this afternoon.
How about his lieutenant governor? We're trying for him also. Where are we at with Mr. Burke?
We're in the same spot. Just same waiting spot. On the campaign, Chad. That's all that matters.
Yep. All right. We do have the governor Tuesday. Closed circuit to Laura Oakes. We're doing a one-minute news update Tuesday in the 1 o'clock hour. And if we need to move things around for Scott Jensen or Matt Burke, we will. So, this audio and this story coming out about what Scott Jensen said in April. Yes, by folks who want no part of Scott Jensen as the next governor of the state of Minnesota. Just like there are folks who are looking for audio from Tim Walz and Peggy Flanagan, and they want no part of them to go back to St. Paul. This is a sample of what Scott Jensen, maybe the next governor of the state, said in April of this year.
Powerful initiatives like Mask Off, it starts with one thing, but it becomes another and another, and it expands. If you remember, go back to World War II. If you look at the 1930s and you look at it carefully, we could see some things happening, little things that people chose to push aside. It's going to be okay. And then the little things grew into something bigger. Then there was a night called Kristallnacht, the night of the breaking glass. Then there was the book burning. And it kept growing and growing. And a guy named Hitler kept growing in power. And World War II came about. Well, in a way, I think that's why you're here today, is you sense that something's happening and it's growing little by little.
How many times have I said this going back to the fan to now here since 2009? Stop making Adolf Hitler comparisons. My God, we're not better than this. And by the way, for some of the Democrats who are getting haughty right now, not all of them, but some, do you know how many thousands of comparisons have been out there between Donald Trump and Adolf Hitler? Donald Trump, a man I've eviscerated frequently, who, in my opinion, never for one second was qualified to be the president of the United States. He's nothing like Adolf Hitler. COVID policies. Scott Jensen, who I like. I think Scott is a good person. This is the phony scare tactics. Get our country back. Get our state back. This, just think, if I'm not there, what will take place? A masking policy, a closing of certain businesses. Absolutely, let's have a spirited debate on those. If you want to massively disagree, if your business is gone because of it, if you don't think the science matches up, by the way, it does. But you're allowed to vigorously, forcefully, ideally, let's try this concept, factually disagree. Making any drip comparisons to the murder of 6 million people. Every single person out there is better than that. Now, by the way, do we have a rise of white supremacy in this country? Hell yeah, we do. Colonel David Hunt, not exactly, you know, your big time liberal. When I asked him a month ago, what do your intelligence people say is the biggest concern in this country? Colonel David Hunt, a special ops guy. The rise of white supremacy in our country. This is the day after the killing of al-Zawahiri. And I asked him about how safe we are. So we got white supremacy issues that need to be addressed over and over again and not look the other way. But we now have Scott Jensen making a comparison to COVID policies to, we better watch. We better watch because look what's going to happen next. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. Again, if you want to tell me this is too much government, you don't think we need to have one single policy. Tim Walz held on to his emergency powers longer than he should have. All debatable issues. Find me one leader in our country's history who's close to Adolf Hitler, because there isn't one. People who are more racist and anti-Semitic and anti-women and whatever it might be than some want to acknowledge? Yeah, those folks are out there. And the amount of power they have is sad. It's staggering that people are buying this because some of them actually believe it. Again, let's think about this. When we were attacked by a pandemic, which is at a lower point now for fatalities. It's not at a lower point for infections. And for sure, it's changed, right? And what we thought vaccines might do and what some people thought masks might do. You know, you get more information as it moved along. As it moves along, excuse me. Were there some people out there lie? Yeah. More of the credible individuals were addressing what they knew as it happened. But as you're trying to stir up support and become the next governor of the state, and at the time trying to win the nomination, you're saying what Tim Walz, Democrats, Tony Fauci, and others are doing in trying to take power from you is similar to the early steps of Nazism. Just stop it. Every single person, well, sadly I can't say that. Most people out there are so much better than this. And again, I think Scott Jensen is a good person. I don't agree with everything he said on COVID. Scott and I have bumped heads about this. And again, on this one, this is insulting. He's a very intelligent man. Scare tactics. So I'm not doing whataboutism just to do whataboutism, but let's just be factual. If you put in Trump and Hitler, you'll be there online for a long, long time. I could ask Adam to chime in because he will back this up, and so will Dan. How many years were we together where, I mean, honestly, we probably got a Trump-Hitler comparison every other day. Those were every bit as repugnant. And I don't agree with him, and I don't think he ever should have been president, but he's not Adolf Hitler. This is where we're at in our society. We can't have some level of respect and passionate disagreement. We just need to get our country back. We've lost control of our country. I don't recognize our country. Our country's about to end unless I'm back in charge. You wonder why the polling comes out that we're headed in the wrong direction. By the way, it wasn't headed in a great direction with Trump either. What do you think? You hear this from Jensen, you've heard it from others, and you agree. Convince me. You're outraged. You find it beneath decency because it is from all sides, and in particular, in this case, the person we're talking about, Scott Jensen, who may be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. But this, you know what this is? This is saying I don't think you're smart enough. So I'm going to scare you into Hitler comparisons because we're nowhere near that. Nothing that has been done in this country regarding COVID. And don't even start with me on show me your papers. My God, show me your papers was to decide if someone was killed or not. Not to decide if we've decided that if you're vaccinated, you have a better chance and others have a better chance to not get it. Has some of that turned out to be inaccurate? You're damn right it has. But it wasn't about labeling people to gather them up to kill them. 651-461-9226. I'm going to take a break, and in 60 seconds, I'm going to tell you about K&S Heating and Air. This is a preview. Our theme today is a preview of overrated, underrated, properly rated. We'll explain more when we get to it. What would you like to say, sir, about the Scott Jensen comments and my thoughts and some of the text? A lot coming in. Let's keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
Well, I think you've pretty much said it. If we're in 2022 comparing virtually anything to Nazism, to Hitler, to the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany, what is there other than to say then? No, stop doing that. It's not the same. It's not close to the same. You know, making a comparison of, you know, Governor Walz or Anthony Fauci or anyone else saying it's Nazism because they want you to wear their, you know, they're forcing you to wear masks or they're forcing you to shut down their business or they're forcing you to, you know, or telling you need to get your vaccine. It's not in the same ballpark. It's not in the same sport. It's not in the same world. You know, these people, right or wrong, sometimes they were right and sometimes, yes, they were wrong. I think most of us believe their hearts were in the right place. Their hearts were trying to keep people safe, to get us through a pandemic on the other side with as few sicknesses and deaths as possible.
And even if it was a power kick, even was beyond where they should have ventured and held on to it too long. It's not Adolf Hitler.
It's not.
I mean, come on. And you know what? You're just incredibly gullible if this motivates you. You just are. Oceanfront property in my backyard. Please buy it. Text. Bravo, Chad. I don't always agree with you, but thank you for calling out the absurdity of Jensen's comments and the current hostile climate in which we live. Many places and people in northern Minnesota openly referred to him as Adolf Walls over the last 2 years. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's all over the place, just like the Trump-Hitler comparisons are all over the place. Here's a texter. Trump is the same as Hitler minus the one major difference. But give Trump time, and it will make that happen with minorities and immigrants. No, he won't. No, he won't. He's a threat to our democracy. He's not rounding up millions of people to kill them. Does he say some racist things and do some racist things? Yeah, in my opinion, he does. There's a hell of a line from that to the killing of 6 million and wanted to take over the globe. I'm going to challenge you on this about Trump. Not that I agree with Jensen, but Hitler didn't kill all 7 million Jews at once. People ignored his small steps before the Holocaust started. Lots of GOP ignore his nationalism. No, it's not the same. Are these folks, some of the Republicans, hypnotized by him? They openly lie. They go along with them. Does he want a great deal of control? For sure he does. He won't even tell the truth on losing the election. He's not Adolf Hitler. It's just amazing. Let me get to some of the other text here. A lot coming on. The politicians' comments show how little they really think of voters. They refuse to talk about issues that matter and go to things that make headlines. So I agree with part of that, I disagree with the other. Politicians have decided, Dave, let's just shock them. Let's just scare them. Let's go with whatever gets the clicks and whatever gets the reactions, and I'm reacting to it. Scott Jensen doesn't want this out today. And clearly people who don't want Scott Jensen to be the next governor are putting it out there. Having a debate on COVID policies is fine. Passionate, disagreeing, but making a comparison to an individual who, with the power he assembled, eventually killed 6 million people is atrocious. It's beneath what discourse should be a part of. I wish everyone would have the opportunity to go and spend time at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Maybe that would make people realize how ridiculous those comparisons are. Seems like Scott Jensen is using scare tactics because he's seen it work for so many other politicians. It has. And that's on us, the individuals who vote, to call it out and not to go for it. U.S. Attorney Andy Lugar is with us in 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you about John Schuster. In 60 seconds here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.